While global warming is embraced by the belief that a consensus of scientists believe in it, a dangerous absolute is developing out of the debate on this topic. If you speak out against the belief that global warming is real, be prepared to go to court as well as receive a demand for documents with very specific submission requirements to them. This is the legal load that Al Gore and others are dropping onto ExxonMobil as well as the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which has led the call for facts rather than any green myths about global warming. Here to discuss an action that really should concern everyone who believes in the First Amendment is CEI's General Counsel, Sam Kasman. Good morning, Sam.
Hi, good morning.
CEI.org, that's the website for the Competitive Enterprise Institute. So Al Gore and a bunch of attorney generals, including the attorney general for New York, who seems to be concerned about things like global warming and online sports competitions and rather than, so, you know, crime and guns and things like that. But anyway, these, as I said in the introduction, they're dropping a load on ExxonMobil and Competitive Enterprise Institute. What is their issue that has caused this legal action?
They believe that Exxon has violated consumer protection laws, and more importantly, that Exxon and any group that really shares its views may be in violation of the RICO statute, that is racketeering and corrupt organizations. And so that's why a week ago we got our own subpoena in this case, not from the New York Attorney General, but from the Virgin Islands, which has also filed one against Exxon as well.
Now, are these suits being filed as a group because the attorney generals include California, Connecticut, D.C., Illinois, New York, Oregon, Virgin Islands, list goes on from there. Are these all separate actions? Is this, in effect, a class action suit that's being...
No, at this point, they are separate actions.
Oh, so it just makes the process even more of a load for everybody then.
Right, and so I don't know whether they've parceled up the country or what, but they did have this press conference back at the end of March, announcing this new Attorneys General United for Clean Power. In our view, it should really be called Attorneys General United for More Power, because this at one level is a pure power grab, and at another level is a huge assault on the First Amendment.
What is it that brought CEI into this? Because they're asking for documents from a 20-year span, and they give you about 3 weeks. And as I said again in the introduction, I think it's easier to submit a Freedom of Information Act to the government with less detail than it is what they're asking of you to submit to them.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've submitted quite a few Freedom of Information requests in the past, and of course, those FOIA requests are not based on any alleged wrongdoing. They're actually aimed at promoting government transparency, and it's something that we and private citizens generally have a right to do. Here you've got a law enforcement official of the state deciding that there may be some supposed conspiracy to deceive consumers, and he's going to basically, in our view, go after any group or individual that's been prominently criticizing the whole notion that we face some global warming catastrophe.
So you can have people, you know, groups such as yourself, the founder of the Weather Channel, for example, who I think is now a meteorologist out in San Diego, John Coleman. He's been a vocal opponent to the myths of global warming. So technically, I mean, someone could be listening right now thinking, well, this is a organization going after an organization, but precedent is a dangerous thing, and this could be a large organization that could easily bury and bankrupt an individual if they chose to.
Yeah, look, I mean, the main thing is that this is not one organization or one private party against another. It is a state law enforcement official. He carries the full weight of that state's legal apparatus. We know that in his subpoena to Exxon, he was inquiring about communications and other dealings between Exxon and a list of 88 groups that have been active on global warming, plus a list of 54 scientists. So frankly, you know, these people, I think, they're operating on several levels. One is this notion that the global warming debate is so settled that if you disagree with it, you'll be you're guilty of public deception. Secondly, there is this whole Paris Accords on global warming from a global standpoint that I think a number of environmentalists are worried as to whether it's actually going to hold up. And finally, for politicians, demonizing fossil fuels is an incredible way to be able to do things like raise gasoline taxes, all in the name of saving the earth.
Which is something that's been talked about here in New Jersey, with the argument being, well, the state needs money, gas prices low, let's raise taxes. But here's the truth about capitalism and supply and demand. Gas price is not always going to stay low, is it?
That's right. And I think, you know, the level to which gas prices have fallen has put a huge, surprising crimp in government attempts to impose these fuel efficiency mandates on new vehicles, because they, of course, those mandates really raise the price of new cars. Now, people are told, well, okay, you pay more for a car when you buy it, but you'll be saving because of these fuel efficiency mandates every time you fill up. But now with gas prices at low, that argument is simply and very obviously false.
And with Sam Kasman, General Counsel for the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. This is a direct quote from New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. AGs, the group you mentioned, AGs United for Clean Power, this is again a direct quote, will address climate change by threatening criminal investigations and charges against companies, policy organizations, scientists, and others who disagree with its members' climate policy agenda. Just the use of those two words, threatening and agenda, that just shows there's no room for debate or some sort of mutual understanding on their part then, is there?
Yeah, actually, you've got to wonder whether even businessmen who are not active in this issue, you know, might find themselves in trouble. Just a few weeks ago, Warren Buffett, whose industrial empire is heavily involved in reinsurance, stated that in his experience, there has been no increase in the cost or frequency of severe weather events, including hurricanes. Now, you know, he is not speaking based on some view of the science. He's speaking purely on the basis of his company's business experience. And frankly, I find that an incredibly persuasive statement. And it's interesting that these AGs are grouping up just to shut down that entire level of debate.
And that whole concept of global warming is embraced as fact by a consensus of science. Well, first of all, I'm not a science major, but I always thought that science was an absolute, not a majority opinion. And second, that 97% figure, and you can go to various sources on the web, legitimate, all of them, and basically that 97% figure comes from from pretty much taking a slice of a survey that was attempted to inquire upon scientists what they believed about global warming, and it was less than 100 scientists when you look at the breakout of the final poll that comes up to that 97% figure.
Absolutely, and it's not even clear that when they responded yes to certain questions that they were saying that, one, that man is the chief culprit, and secondly, that it's a catastrophe that the Earth is facing. So the 97% figure, I think, is total hogwash. We've seen how the climate models, which failed to anticipate the nearly 20-year plateau that we've been experiencing in temperatures, that is, temperatures simply have stayed level for almost 20 years, those climate models simply failed. And so since the science behind the alarmism is failing, I think you're now seeing politics stepping in to replace it.
And when that happens, and we just saw this past week, albeit for several reasons, but certainly overregulation by the current administration is part of the cause of Peabody Mining, which is the largest coal company in the world, had to declare bankruptcy this week, which, sure, the green people are going to be cheering that. So when are they going to cheer the job losses that are going to come out of this?
That's right. And, you know, I think ultimately, you know, if there's any fraud going on here, it's by those who claim that they have all these allegedly clean alternatives to fossil fuel energy, things like solar and so forth. They never mention the number of companies, almost all of them heavily backed by taxpayer money, that have gone into solar and gone bankrupt, places like Solyndra, places like Sun Energy. You never hear that from them. And what they're basically, they do not really care about affordable energy, about reliable energy, because when they're flying in their jets at thousands of feet above the ground, that's not evident to them. They just go from one place to another. using fossil fuel modes of transportation, step off at a podium and condemn the very energy that makes it possible for them to get around.
Ironically, sooner versus later, solar panels are going to have to be replaced. And my understanding by the manufacturing branch of that equation, it's going to be the close to the equivalent of trying to figure out what to do with nuclear waste because it's going to become toxic material.
Actually, I haven't heard that point, but I think it's clear that even in terms of their day-to-day operation, first of all, these solar plants need backup. And secondly, without the taxpayer funding, they simply would not be able to operate profitably, except in some very rare circumstances.
And again, do your own research listening. When you look at the funding and the grants and the abatements that these green companies get, that without them, they would not be able to survive. And many of them, as Sam pointed out, or have gone belly up or in the process of going bankrupt. Just a matter of if this was the end-all, be-all, why is there not the consumer demand for them and the consumer activity with them that would help them be self-sustaining as opposed to getting government handouts in the literally nine-figure numbers in some cases? You learn more about this action taking against ExxonMobil as well as CEI. You can download the brief, too. It is makes for interesting reading and hopefully something that is not in the future of other businesses or organizations who want to speak out about the truth, although my fear is that given the statement of Eric Schneiderman, among others, among the attorney generals in this group, there will be more to come, and it won't just be the large groups either. CEI.org is where you learn more about this. He's the general counsel for the Competitive Enterprise Institute, Sam Kasman. Sam, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for inviting me on. Take care.